Okay, let's learn to daven Tuesday night.
Tuesday night, Parshas Va'era. Parshas Va'era, Tov Shin Ayin Beis. Okay. Here we are, Rabbi Sai. We are at the end of Hodu. And Bez Hashem Yisbarach, I'm hoping that next week we'll have Shir. We're going to finish Hodu. This week we're not going to finish it, but we'll get pretty close to finishing it. And by next week, we will have a Bez Hashem Yisbarach, maybe a review of the whole Hodu. See what it's... You're going to be tested on all of Hodu to know all of the Kavanas of the Arizal. How's that? Yes, okay. Let's go. We are on page 64. Just fascinating. Again, I can't thank you enough. I know I'm repeating myself every week, but I'm obligated to. How are you, dear sir? We missed you for the last few weeks. Are you okay?
Yeah, thank
you. Okay, Baruch Hashem.
Just work and family scheduling and stuff.
Okay, we're glad to see you. On page 64, there are three psukim in a row that deal with a concept of bitachon. We are up to the second line of page 64, Nafshenu chikso l'Hashem azreinu umagineinu hu, ki vo yismach libeinu ki v'shem kacho v'tachnu, yichaz d'cho Hashem oleinu k'ashe yichalnu loch. Now, we're going to see, as we progress through Pesukei d'Zimra, that most of Pesukei d'Zimra are entire chapters lifted right out of Tehillim. Hoidu is a compilation of different Pesukim, as will be Yehi Chavod when we get to it. But right now, we are dealing with lifting of different groups of one, two, three psukim in a row. These three psukim, Nashenu chiksol Hashem, Ezreinu moginenu hu, Kivo yismach libeinu, and yichaz d'cho, are three psukim in a row in Tehillim, Lamed Gimel, psukim chof through chof beis. Three psukim in a row, chof through chof beis, in Kapitel Lamed Gimel, chapter 33, Perek Lamed Gimel of Tehillim. Okay, now let's translate. Nafshenu. What's Nafshenu mean? Our souls. Chikso Lashem. A longing for Hashem. The word chikso is like achakelo, right? Longing. Ezreinu Mogineinu. Who is Hashem? Hashem is our help and our shield. Okay, now we are... Our soul is longing for Hashem, who is our help and our shield. Kivo yismach libeinu. For in him will our hearts be glad. Ki v'shem kocho v'tachnu. For in his holy name we trusted. Okay, so right away, our souls are yearning for Hashem. He is our help and our shield, which means we rely on him. Second pasuk, almost the same type of construct. For in him will our hearts be glad. Why? Because we trust in him. Ki v'shem kocho v'tachnu. Yichazdecho Hashem aleinu kasher yichalnu loch. Yichazdecho. May your kindness, Hashem, be upon us. Kasher yichalnu loch, just as we awaited you. It's almost like the first three parts of these three verses are describing longing for Hashem, glad for Hashem. May your kindness, Hashem. And then, the second half of the saying is, it's because we... You are our shield. It's because we trusted in you. It's because we awaited you. So these three psukim are discussing this concept of trusting in Hashem. Now it happens to be that the Malbim says at the beginning of this... Between which two words?
Yachal
and Chiksa. You mean Kasher Yichal, you mean?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. That's a nice question. I'm not sure. Yeah, they are fairly similar. I just want to read to you what the Malbim says. I'll read to you in English. What the Malbim says at the beginning of Mizmor, this Kapitel 33, Lamed Gimel and Tillim. Malbim introduces this psalm by saying that Hashem controls the world in two ways. Anybody like to suggest which two ways Hashem controls the world?
Two ways.
Hashem controls the world in two ways. One is through the laws of nature, which are preordained and unchanging. Kadosh Baruch Hu created gravity. Right? Doesn't change. That's why Kadosh Baruch Hu had to change the teva of the world when he did Kriyas Yamsuf, because rivers flow, they don't stop. Then there's something else called Hashgacha Pratis, What's Hashgacha Pratis? Personal supervention and intervention. Hashgacha Pratis. The manner of Hashgacha changes constantly, for it is totally dependent upon the deeds of man. Your personal intervention. Now, the laws of nature conceal the true supervision of the Creator. Because anybody can learn the laws of nature and say that the world runs like a time clock. The world keeps on continuing. And those are the laws of physics from which we are locked into, right? Stephen Hawking will explain it to anybody who wants to know, and that's it. One who perceives only this external cloak sees an arbitrary, capricious world without justice or mercy. The challenge of mankind is to penetrate the mist and see the internal order dictated with precision by the Almighty. Look behind the laws of nature to see nature, meaning to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? All who truly seek this revelation will be elevated. Okay. So the end, Chof, the Chof Beis, these three psukim, which are the end to this kapitel, are so long for Hashem, because we trust in Him, He's our help, He's our shield. For in Him will our hearts be glad. Once again, in Him will our hearts be glad. All of these things that are mentioned here. For in His holy name we trusted. May your kindness, Hashem, be upon us, just as He awaited you, just as we awaited you. So that's what's going on. So now, let's take this a step further. Take it a step further. Says Rav Schwab Zatzal. I know we've been using Rav Schwab lately, but I must tell you that he was a master. He was just a master at Tanakh. He's a master at Tzvi. And I think it's incredibly important for us to be able to